I think that's dangerous.
What's dangerous?
Having a being naked, flying a drone in your apartment, taking video.
All right, it depends on what kind of drone. Like, so if it's a drone that has that little, like, the propeller guard. But if you're naked flying a drone, and it runs into you, you're running a risk there of, like, you know.
Yeah, there could be some major scarring going on.
But then you could sue the drone company.
I'm not angry, Kathy Bacon.
And you could be mad at, about the person who.
I'm just saying, got burnt you by keep drone that got a lot leaving voicemails and emails and everything, telling people to vote for you
because you're supposed obviously, to vote. No, you're supposed to vote for Kathy Bacon for the number. She has never made the number one fan of BFO, and so we need to vote for her because I think she deserves it. And that's how you do it: is you vote for her.
Oh well, I'm not gonna say this now. What? I'm gonna say it on the show, so I'm not gonna say this right now.
Okay, what are you gonna say?
I'm not saying it.
Oh, you're not. You're not gonna say it.
Not until after we're in the midst of the show.
In the midst of the show.
In the midst of the show, yes.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you this right now.
What?
This is, we had no suggestions on what to do, how to start the show.
I know. Well, I didn't get any. Midst. Mm-hmm. Someone said, yeah, well, we did. We got a voicemail suggestion, but I was thinking that it should be something completely different. Like, right. Not a phrase necessarily.
Yeah, then like what?
Well, I'll say it when we're recording the show.
I'm recording. I'm ready. My finger is poised.
Well, I can't do what my suggestion is, so I'll just say it this one last time. Since this is the last time we're recording live
on Pride 48.
On Tuesdays.
Right.
Let's kick this pig.
I have a sound card malfunction. What the fuck? From the Palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Ooh. DI Plus is brought to you by Really Strong Drinks. When you put a lot of ice in a glass because you have to record a podcast and you don't want to keep running back and getting it, and then you pour the alcohol into the glass thinking that you need to make it at a higher level than normally would be because of all the ice, and then it ends up being a really strong drink, then you have had, my friend, a really strong drink. Check them out on the web at reallystrongdrink.com, and don't forget the UC special listener checkout code DI Plus for a drunken discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I'm Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the really strong drink-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
It's like really strong. I poured this before we started recording.
I saw.
And I recoiled. I took a sip and recoiled from the strength.
I thought the ice just hit your tooth. Or your teeth, but I don't mean to imply that you only have one tooth.
It hit my one tooth, and it was here.
But I thought maybe, you know, have you ever had like ice or the hit your teeth and it hurt a little bit? I thought that's what happened.
I'm one of those people, I crunch ice, like I'll eat ice. Like that's my problem is I will run out of ice because I'll eat it. You know what I'm saying? Like there'll be ice in the glass. This is why I have so much ice in this glass, right? Is because some of it will melt. But then by the time I refill this drink, because I have all the necessary things here to refill it, but then I'll start eating the ice.
You need to have like an ice chest. Or maybe you could just get one of those little apartment refrigerators.
Yeah.
And just put it in your studio.
Or you know what I could do, Adam?
Hire a naked butler.
I could hire a naked butler. But another thing that I could do, especially this week, is I could just... rig some kind of system to put a bucket outside the window because it's hashtag Blizzard 2015.
That's what I've heard. I've heard. How many feet do you have?
10 million feet of snow. Do we have breaking weather? What would that be? Breaking weather news. Let's see. Breaking weather alert. Let's see. What is this? What's this?
From K2 News, this is a breaking weather alert.
Well, that works.
I don't know. I need something better than that.
In other news,
that's kind of lame.
There was a lady having sex
From Fox 29, your weather authority. This is a breaking news weather alert.
Hashtag Blizzard 15, 2015. Oh my God. So much snow. So much not snow. Not really.
And gnashing of teeth. How much snow do you have though, really?
So we did not get as much snow as was intended or as was predicted. Well, it depends on when you saw the predictions, right? So the predictions the day before were like, oh my God, you guys. It's like, this is how I picture them doing it, right? It's like some kind of really kind of weird meteorologist guy going, oh my God, you guys, you're going to get like 18 to 24 inches, right, tomorrow. So they sent us home early from work on Monday. Yeah, if you can work from home for the rest of the day. Leave at noon today. Feel free, but with the impending blizzard coming in, feel free to head home today at noon and continue your day, your work day.
That's a surefire way to not have any bad weather is to preemptively
continue
let people go home
to work
early.
From home today. And then tomorrow, you know, you may work from home tomorrow. Blah blah blah. So I came home and so we were supposed to have 18 and 24. And then this is Monday. Now, like Monday by 2 o'clock, by this, I came home at noon. By 2 o'clock, on the TV, I heard someone just sent me a link. On the TV, I heard. I like the breaking news one better. Anyway, so I said, oh my God, guys, you're going to get like 24 to 30 inches of snow, right? So it's just like it had gone up. It had increased.
Are those AOL inches or?
It increased. So then it's just like everybody went wall to wall news, right? All wall to wall weather. And of course, I don't have cable here, right? So I don't have any, I had already sent back my antenna and stuff. So I was watching it over the internet connection, you know, the live streaming news from our local news station. So it was just constant weather, you know, updates, constant weather things. And then somewhere around 6 o'clock in the evening, they started to lose their heart on a little bit. So they're just like, looks like some of the things are saying that it might be going further to the east. And so you might not be getting that much and blah, blah. Anyway, long story short, we got, I think, about 6 to 8 inches of snow.
Well, you know, that's a respectable amount.
Yeah, it's
six to 8 inches is enough to please me.
Yeah, but not when you're promised 18 to 24.
Well, I think 18 to 24 would be a bit much, to tell you the truth. You know, Daniel, it's 9:20. It's 10:22 in the evening.
It is 10:22 on a Tuesday evening. And that can only mean one thing for the very last time, Adam, is that we are streaming live on Pride48.com for the very last time. And we are joined by the world's greatest chat room for the very last time. So who, Adam, is in our chat room this evening?
We have Turnip Head, Gary in Kentucky, I guess, Kathy Bacon, some Mib, RT Cruiser, Ant, Good Humor Penguin, and another Mib that just joined.
Yes.
To explain to those who've never joined the chat room, for some strange reason...
Oh, and Nico just joined too.
Oh, Nico. The chat room assigns you a name if you don't give yourself one, starting with Mib, M-I-B, and then some weird stuff after it.
And you can fix that so just by typing /Nick space, yeah, and then whatever name you want to use.
No one can ever get that. Well, some people can't ever get
many
that.
Many people can get it. Anyway, so it turns out we did not get as much... But it was, you know, it was a day, though. It's like all the governor shut down our roads last night at 9 p.m. So we could not legally be on the roads from 9 p.m. last night until 2 p.m. this afternoon. So I could not be on the roads until 2 p.m. this afternoon. The counties further south than me had that travel restriction lowered earlier. But my county, New Haven County, did not. So I was not allowed to go. So at 2 p.m. today, Adam, I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to go out. I'm going to go dig my car out. So I got out there and my car, of course, is buried in some amount of snow. It's not buried, but it was covered in snow. And so I have my little snow tool. You know what I'm talking about? The little snow tool.
I think so. Well, just
it's got like a brush
for your windshield.
It's got a big brush and a scraper on the end of it. And, you know, it's a big stick that you can like, you know,
now
brush.
Come on. Your car is not really buried by 6 inches of snow.
Well, I can't see out of a windshield that's got six inches of snow on it, so I have to brush that
off. It's not like you had to get a shovel and shovel.
Well, here's the thing, though. But here, yeah, actually, because behind the car, so the snow plows won't come up to the very back of your car because if they rip somebody's bumper off, they're going to. So when they plow the parking lots here, there's a good 2 feet behind your car that is not plowed.
That's true.
So when you have to kind of like make a space for your tires.
When I first moved here, I don't think we were doing DI Plus together at that time, but we got so much snow.
How much snow did you get?
It was about 24 inches, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was so much snow that Katie, my dog at the time, I had to tunnel her a place to go to the bathroom because it was like three times as tall as she was, the snow. So, yeah.
Wow.
But anyway,
here's the thing.
Not a drop.
Oh, my God, guys. You're going to get like 18 to 24 inches. So so here's the thing. I was going to leave. I was going to go down to the grocery store because I was out of cheese. Now, I had shredded cheese.
Emergency.
I'm just saying. I'm saying it's 2 o'clock, right? The travel ban has been lifted. And it was like, you know what? Maybe I should just move my car.
I have a cheese emergency, everyone.
I was out of cheese and I had an apple. So I wanted to have some cheese for my apple. And I have shredded cheese, but I wanted to slice cheese for my apple. And so I start brushing the snow off my car and I start, you know, I'm out there dutifully, you know, knocking it off the windows and off the roof and off the back window and, you know, clearing it out and kind of making a little spot for my tires in the back. And there's this car, like this SUV, this Ford SUV that keeps circling around. And then I start noticing that if I were to move my car, there would be no open parking spaces anywhere near my building.
Ah.
And that must be what this guy is circling around for here, is he's like, he's going to snag my spot as soon as I leave it. And I was like, oh, hell no, I don't want cheese that bad. So I just cleaned my car off and like made the little spots and then like, you know, dusted myself off and went back inside.
And I thought he was like, that fucker.
I'm just saying, I've got to leave in the morning. I have to go out there and, you know, get in the car and like get it all started. I don't know.
That's what we have garages for here.
And we have garages here that I could rent, but I refuse to rent the garage because you know what? It's only going to be another month or so of snow.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if it snows really bad, you still got to scrape off your driveway because you open up the garage door and you have a pile of snow out there. You still can't. And the kind of vehicles that I drive don't do well in water, much less snow. So
the very first apartment that we moved in up here, when we first moved up to Connecticut, the very first apartment there, they had a Bobcat. So they not only had the snow plows that went through and plowed the main passageway, but then they had little Bobcats that would come right up back behind you, you know, right up behind the cars and scoop out as much as they could right up to the, so they wouldn't take out the bumpers of the car, right? And they would be out there in the morning when you were leaving, right? So they were out there all day long so that as you pulled your car out, they would come up and like clean out the spot right after you moved and stuff. And it was very, very efficient. This place, all they have is plow. So if when you pull your car out, they just run the plow into your parking space and like shove it up into the yard, which just like makes these huge mountains of snow right in front of your parking space. And all I'm trying to say is, for the last 3 years, I've lived in places where I've had a parking garage, so I haven't had to deal with this for 3 years. And now, what do I get? I get hashtag Blizzard 2015.
Well, we all feel for you.
No, you don't.
You don't feel for me at all.
Look at you. You don't care.
With 6 to 8 inches of snow.
6 to 8 inches of snow.
It sounds devastating. But what did they get in Buffalo, New York? I bet Joey Buhecker.
They didn't get a drop because it all tracked east. Now, Boston. People in Boston got fucking buried. Boston got like 28 inches or 26 or 28 inches. And Boston is completely buried. As far as I know, Boston is no longer a city in the United States. It has just been completely consumed by snow.
It looks like that movie where everything turned into ice few years ago.
It's called Frozen. It looks like Frozen. It's like Boston, the new motto of Boston is just let it go. It's now a frozen wasteland. Somewhere along the Upper East Coast of the United States, you should no longer go to Boston. It is going to be completely buried under snow. So don't go to Boston. But come to Connecticut. We're fine here in Connecticut.
All right, then. I'll be there. Well, I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you've survived in your little ice cave.
I have been stuck inside for a day and a half.
I have not. It got up to the 60s today.
Wow.
But, so I've been dealing with this new car.
Yes.
And I'm just going to give a little report on it. So there are two things I want to talk about. One is the car that I purchased did not have a very good stereo. There was no navigation system, no Bluetooth.
Why would you want a navigation system in your car?
Well, I just want the nice touch screen with all the stuff. I understand that it's on the phone, but I mean, I want the Bluetooth and the video and all that stuff.
Okay.
So
you didn't have a Bluetooth in your...
No.
Because I'm with you. If you don't have a Bluetooth, then I'm with you. That fucker needs to get ripped out and gone.
Well, So I bought an in-dash navigation with Sirius XM and, you know, all the bells and whistles, everything. McLaren. And the reason that I purchased it...
Sucker. You were just wearing your sucker t-shirt, weren't you?
The reason I purchased it is because of this one feature, and it's this Google... and I don't know if it's the Android in car stuff that they talked about like a year ago, but it's inbuilt voice search for with Google. You're actually using Google, but it has to hook up to your phone to use the data connection.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
This piece of crap, every time I hit the button to do it, it says, "We're sorry. Connection was lost," or whatever. It may work one out of like 20 freaking times that I touch that button, but
yeah. How much did you pay for this?
Well, actually, I got a good deal. It was like, so the regular.
But can you return it? Can you return it since it is the one thing that you bought it for and it doesn't do the one thing?
Here's the deal. It's a Clarion in dash thingamabob. But I paid to have it installed because I don't want to go through all that hassle now. I have money. I mean, well, I'm not rich, but I mean, back in the day, I don't want to say it like that. But back in the day when I was a poor, struggling, supporting an alcoholic person that I was and had no money, I would have to go out there and try to rip apart the dash and do all that myself. Well, I got a good deal on the stereo. It's regularly like $600. I got it for like $400 on Crutchfield with like all the kit and everything, you know, and a backup camera and everything. And you can pay up to like $1,500, $2,000 for some of these units. So, I mean, I thought that was a pretty good deal. Well, to get it professionally installed with all the backup camera and the doohickeys and all that stuff.
Yes.
$400.
$400.
Yeah. I can't return it. Now I have a gaping hole in my dash, and I've paid $400 to get this thing. Anyway, it's pretty good, except the one feature that I got it for.
By the way, gaping hole in my dash is the name of my dashboard confessional cover group. Anyway, go ahead.
So there's that. And the only other thing that bugs me about it is there is one feature that I haven't used yet because there's an HDMI to MHL that you can hook into your phone, and you're supposed to be able to use apps from your phone on the in-dash unit. So there are certain like TuneIn Radio and like some other ones.
Yeah, Pandora and those kinds. You can
control them from the in-dash thing. But I haven't tried that out yet.
It's all very Frankenstein right now. That's kind of the sad thing. It's just like...
It is.
Honestly, I really wish if I could find... And I've seriously toyed about doing this, and I might do this later in the year as kind of like a DIY project. If I go to a junkyard and find an old broken, you know, like a Ford... My Ford Touch that's from a wreck, right? If I could pull that unit, I would very much love to take that unit back here and basically figure out how to put Android on it and just basically like figure out a way to load Android on it so that I just have, you know, Android navigation, everything. Like, it's like, because I don't need their stupid, shitty software. I'd rather just have the Android software on there.
Yeah, all you would need is a touchscreen computer,
right? Which is what it is, right? So it's already a touchscreen computer. I just would need to like figure out like how to modify the Linux kernel stuff to make it work with that particular touchscreen.
So the only other thing I don't like is when you do the audio through Bluetooth. I know I'm not supposed to be doing this. Don't anybody tell me I'm not supposed to be doing this because I
understand.
Adam,
you're not supposed to be doing this.
But I watch video podcasts. So in my car, I prop up my phone and I have the little video going. When I connect the audio via Bluetooth, the lips and the music are like a second behind each other or out of sync.
So sorry. Hold that thought.
Oh, it's just one call today.
Hold that thought. Let's go ahead and find out what this is. Yes.
This is Daddy Dave calling to inform you that I'm calling for the RT Cruiser death phone.
Yes.
RT Cruiser's iPhone has died.
Did.
He doesn't know what to do.
Deed.
See, right now he's in the fetal position with a dildo up his ass. Oh, my God. Someone please help him.
Aww.
Have a good day.
Okay. RT Cruiser's iPhone died.
Sorry, I was muted. Is his, is that a celebrity?
I don't know. If you walked outside and said, oh, my God, RT Cruiser's iPhone died, I think people would go, oh, just because they would hear iPhone died.
Mm. Well, I may have lost the celebrity death spreadsheet anyway, so.
So sorry. All right. Sorry, Daddy Dave.
I'm looking for it.
But thank you, though, for letting us know that it couldn't have died too much because there's one more caller on the celebrity death phone, and it happens to be RT Cruiser. So clearly he had some access to some kind of phone. Hopefully he didn't talk about his phone on the pod. I got so much shit for talking about my phone last week. Nico,
really?
Nico yawning in the chat room, and then I know you don't listen to It's All About Me, but it's all about me giving me shit about talking about my phone.
I love It's All About Me. I listen to that show.
Well, then you must have heard Ed giving me shit about talking about that no talent hack. What's her name? Oh, Vicki Lawrence. And then saying that I like spent way too long talking about my phone. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, like three times I heard that.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Really,
Adam.
Yes.
So your new car stereo, you're in the midst of it now.
Well, that was it.
So you illegally watch videos in your car.
They think that they can get me because the video on the in-dash navigation, that won't play unless you have your emergency brake on. But oh no.
I just play it on my phone. You just drive with your emergency brake on.
It's fine. No, I just play it on my phone. But you know, I found out something very interesting. I was wondering why I didn't have an automatic the keyless or the remote start.
Yes.
On my car.
Yes.
And I was thinking about having that put in as well because you can get that done aftermarket. And in this place that I took my car to, they do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, and you know, this makes complete sense now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't put remote start on standards.
What? Well, yeah.
Because most people.
Could you imagine holding down the clutch that long? Come on, man. Come on. I've been sitting here holding the fucking clutch down forever.
Well, there are two things, the clutch, but also a lot of people leave their car in gear.
Yeah, so it doesn't roll away.
When you start it, it will jump forward.
That's what I mean. They would have to hold the clutch in.
If you did remote start.
So you'd have to hold the clutch. Anyway. You'd have to have the clutch with the emergency brake on, so you'd hold the clutch. So the emergency brake so it doesn't roll away, push the clutch in so that you disengage the gear and then start the car. Because, you know, those automatic starters only have 2 feet like we do, so they can't, like, do both the brake and the clutch at the same time.
You know, but now that thinking about it a little bit more in depth, they said that people have had their car, like, roll away, but that doesn't make sense because if it's in gear, it won't move.
Right.
If it's not in gear, then it won't jump forward, and you probably have the emergency brake on. So I'm not really sure. Anyway.
If it's not in gear, you must have the emergency brake on. Otherwise, your car is not in gear and it will roll. You could push it, right? It's like you could.
Well,
it's like doesn't have
yeah,
to be
unless
on
you're sitting on a flat surface.
But even anyway, if you're putting it, so, even if you're sitting on a flat surface, you could push it. It's like you could.
True.
The vibration of the engine could cause it to move.
So they said people don't do it. So I won't be able to get remote start apparently.
You know who you should call? You should call the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage on this. Maybe they have
the
some
other thing is,
super secret
I have
thing.
One other
why
thing.
Is it? Why? Let me ask you this. Why do you want your car to remotely start? Let's start there. Why do
let's
you want
say,
your car to remotely start?
Let's say it's cold outside.
Let's say, you know what, Adam? This is going to surprise you. It's cold outside. I don't know
and
if it
I
is.
And I want
it is
to start my
outside.
Car from in the house and have it warming up.
Okay.
That's one scenario that people do. Or let's say I want to look really fucking cool. Yeah. When I come out of the Walmart or whatever, and I hit my little remote, and my car goes vroom, and I'm still standing
good.
Like 20 feet away.
God.
Come on.
Really?
Come
Anyone,
on.
Someone's going to go, oh my God, I really want to get with him because he can magically start his car from 20 feet away.
Look, I want to have the technology. Okay, one other thing. So it has been over 60 days since I purchased this car.
Wait, we have numerous questions in the chat room here. How cold does it get in Arkansas? Kathy Bacon wants to know.
Well, not as cold as it does in South Dakota. But
and
Turnhead
says it's not an emergency brake. It's called a parking brake. It's not going to stop.
We call it emergency brake.
Well, it's not
Maybe
going to stop an emergency,
thing.
It says.
It is also an emergency brake. You know why? Because if your brakes go out, you can pull that to stop your car. It is also called an emergency brake. Anyway, It gets just as cold here as it does anywhere else. Just not as often.
So why don't you just get like a little battery powered heater that you can remotely turn on?
It's okay. I mean, I don't need, I'm just saying I would like to have that feature, but it's not that important to me. So it's been over 60 days. I haven't been able to register my vehicle with the state.
Why?
Because
you illegally watch videos in the car.
No. Because I was waiting on the paperwork from the dealership.
Yes.
And they were supposed to be sending that directly to the state.
Yes.
And I started beginning of January calling them and calling them and calling them. Nobody would ever return my phone calls. They had to send me a new temporary tag because their 60-day tag ran out.
Yes.
And then finally I get a call yesterday from the DMV or the OMV or whatever they call it, saying, we got your paperwork, and you need to come in. But you know what I found out?
They're closed.
Arkansas.
What?
Has a rule.
A rule in Arkansas.
That you have to register your vehicle within 30 days of purchase.
Okay.
Or you get a penalty.
Okay.
So because of the ineptitude of this stupid ass.
Wait. You're going to actually pay the penalty?
Well, I'm getting to it. Because of the ineptitude of that dealership, there is a like $250 penalty that had to be paid when I registered my vehicle today.
Which
I took care of it.
The dealership should pay.
Well, I called them and I told them this. And I got it. And they finally gave me the number to the manager of the guy who does the titles, because I never could get the guy who does the titles on the phone. I just always got his voicemail. And she was very nice and helpful. And supposedly I'm being overnighted a check.
Yes.
For that amount. So, but that was a nightmare.
Nightmare.
It took so long.
Our long national nightmare is now finally over.
But you know the one thing that I did get in the mail?
You started off this entire discussion about your car thing, going, now that I got money, and now you're whining about a $250
check. I forgot what you just messed me up. I had a point that I was going to make.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Right, back up.
I didn't get the paperwork. But...
Yes.
You know the one piece of paperwork that they didn't forget to send me?
The tax bill.
The bill? No, the bill for the car. I've already paid like 3 payments on that car. And Kathy Bacon asks how P90X is going. I've been a little lax this week, so I'm going to...
It is not on the Trello, so we're not talking about that this evening.
I'm going to repeat week 7 or week 8, whatever week I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it again next week.
Okay. Here's my thing. I want to get to this real quick. This is a real quick thing. Because I was stuck at home during the blizzard, sticking it home, came at a most fortuitous time because, yesterday when I was sent home early, I got the package that I had ordered from Petco. So if you're a pet lover, if you're a pet owner and you go to petco.com and you sign up for their their Petco rewards card for the very first time, which I had never done. But if you sign up, you get I forget what it is, like 20% discount off your first purchase that you purchase online from Petco. And they happen to have one of those cat trees, you know, like one of those multi-level cat trees with the scratching post and the little house and the little platforms that they can get up on and things like that. They had one of those that was already marked off 35%. So I ended up getting so I got this $100-something cat tree for basically $60 free delivery. And it arrived shortly after I got home Monday. And I figured this is going to be great. I'm going to be at home all day Tuesday with my cats. I'm going to put this cat tree together Monday night, and they're going to be amazed. They're going to have so much fun with this thing. They're just going to love it. They're going to like be just like the little cats on the box. They're going to be loving it. They're going to be playing with it. They're going to be, thank you, mommy. Thank you for getting us this cat tree. That is so awesome. We love it. We love it. We love it. Right? So I put it together.
Yep.
I'm putting it together. And of course, they start playing with the plastic that the nuts and the bolts came in. And they start playing with the plastic and stuff. And like, give me the goddamn plastic. Leave the plastic alone. Now I'm building you a house over here. Like, come and play with the house. So I came out, I put it all together, got it all put together, put it up in its living space where it's going to go, which is right next to the little electric blanket. I actually extended the electric blanket into the bottom part of the cat house so that they would like sleep on the bottom part of the house in the back house. And because I was snowed in, I of course, put the box and everything back over in the corner and got it away and everything like that. They have been playing in that fucking box all day today.
It's just like little kids. All day.
They haven't touched the goddamn cat tree at all. They have just been like jumping in and out of that box. They like, cause I closed it up and everything. And so they figured out they could flip the lid up and then get down inside the box. And then then wait for the other cat to try to get in there. And then they fight each other. It's like, they just live in the goddamn, they just playing in the goddamn box.
You're like,
I bought a 60. I bought a 60. I bought a $60 box for my cats. Basically, is what I just did.
That's what parents always say about their about kids. They buy all these cool toys and everything, and the kids are playing with the boxes.
Now, Princess, my youngest, did actually get up into the very top little perch this evening before the show. So she was in there. She ran up. She got all the way up to the top. She got all the way up to the top, and she was kind of like curled up there. So yeah, Princess at least has played with it.
Sydney, who's my dog, for anyone who's a new listener, she likes to crawl underneath the couch. But as she's gotten older, she's really a little bit too big to fit under the couch. So she'll get under there, and then she'll have trouble getting out. She kind of gets stuck. So you'll be sitting there watching TV, and you'll hear, you know, it's like, what? Sydney, where are you? And she's like trying to pull herself out from under the couch. It's funny. But
so the chat room is saying, the chat room is like, of course, they predicted that it would be the box. And they're just like, well, isn't that fun to watch? I mean, it's fun to watch, but here's this cool cat tree. It's got like toys built into it and things. It's got different little, it's amazing. I've always wanted a cat tree. I finally got a cat tree. And they want nothing to do with it.
Well, you could perch on it.
I don't think it will support me.
Right?
I don't think it will support my massiveness on the cat.
So this is really quick. I just want to ask everyone, you can write in, except by the time you email me, I will have already made a decision. But chat room can feel free to tell me what they think. Mark and I had decided for Valentine's Day that we were going to go on a trip. We kind of decided that for any kind of things that we would normally give presents to each other or anything like that, that we would just do some kind of trip. Because, you know, we buy whatever we want for ourselves.
Because now that you got money.
No, whatever. Shut up. So gifts are very difficult, you know. So, and we both love to travel. So if we split the cost of a trip, it just, you know, makes sense. So I get a text message today from the lady who heads the little theater where I sometimes play my trumpet in musicals.
Yes. And the one that interferes with Pride 48 every year.
She needs a trumpet player for Legally Blonde.
The musical.
Which the first performance or the first weekend is Valentine's weekend. So, and Mark won't tell me. I keep asking. I'm like, you are more important to me. If you want me to do this thing with you, then I will not do the orchestra thing. But he says, no, he's like, it's fine. You know, he's like, whatever you want to do, I'm fine with it. You know, I don't care. So I'm having trouble making a decision because he is very important to me. I'm afraid if I say no to her, you know, she might find some better trumpet player in the next musical that comes along. You know, maybe I won't get called. So I'm trying to figure out what I should do. So anyway, that's it. I told her I would text her tonight. So I might wait till in the morning, but I'm trying to decide.
I don't know what's going on with this sound card.
Am I going to do it?
Look at my ass, look at my thigh. I'm catnip to the guys. They chase my tail, they drool and pant. Want to touch this, but they can't.
No!
All the boys want to come and play. Snap my fingers and they obey. Why do they fall on
me? I don't hear a lot of trumpet. Oh, there they are.
Oh, I was wondering what you were playing.
So this is from Legally Blonde, the musical. All right, I'm going to tell you this, Adam.
Okay, tell me.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you my opinion, and you can do whatever the fuck you want. But this is my opinion. There are 3 months out of the year, at least for the foreseeable future, where Mittens is not in this country. He goes back to home, to Manila, and stays there for 3 months. Correct?
Well, he doesn't. He doesn't do that every year. So
the point is,
anyway,
the point is, and I know you think that I'm picking on you when I say this, but when you started off the thing of saying, now that I got money, the point is you don't need the money from this gig. It's not like this, like,
no.
Oh, wow, this gig means that I can buy a new piece of equipment or whatever. You
no,
don't
it's
need the money.
Bucks.
So then it becomes very important. It becomes much more important to, you know what? It's Valentine's Day. It's important that you go and do something with Mittens. And when he says that, you know, he doesn't care, whatever, what he's really wanting you to do is go, you know what? I'm going to choose you without you telling me that I have to choose you.
Ugh. Well, what if she never calls me again? Like, then, I enjoy you know playing what, Adam, those Adam, musicals Adam, more than anything.
Adam, then she won't call you again. But let me bring this up. Every year during Pride 48, well, not every year, but the last 2 years during Pride 48, she has had you come in and do a musical, and you had to be absent for several performances, and she has worked around your schedule for that. So the chances of her not calling you again just because you say no to this one thing is slim to none. And in fact, why don't you just give her the same thing? It's like, you know what? I would love to do this, but I won't be able to make that first show because I already have plans with my husband.
Right. Okay. Well, that was it. We'll see. I'll know in a few hours what I decide to do.
you're just.
I don't know yet. I mean, I'm going both ways. My brain, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. All right, we have some technical questions this evening in our tech segment. But before we get there, I have to address something that I addressed last show. By the way, can you recheck our voicemails? Because someone in the chat room is saying that they are only here to listen to their voicemail, and I'm looking at the list and I don't see who I think that person is in our list. So just check and see if there has been a new voicemail that has come in. So while you do that, let me just say this. So last week, I believe I played you know what we haven't done? Oh, wow. I'm like all over the fucking road here, aren't I? Today, Tuesday, January 27th, 2015 is the very last day that Adam and I will be streaming live on Pride 48.
On Tuesday nights.
we will no longer be streaming live on Pride 48.
On Tuesday nights.
So we will be moving to Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, starting this coming Sunday, February 1st. So if you're not one of our normal live listeners and you're used to getting Pride Dubious Intent in your, you know, on Wednesday morning when you refresh your iPods, it will start coming on Monday morning because we're actually moving to February 1st. This coming Sunday, February 1st, we will be moving to 9 p.m. Sunday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday evening, right here on Pride48.com. What is the reason, Good Humor Penguin wants to know? The reason is that the 10 p.m. Tuesday evening is a very late start for me here on the East Coast, and it runs past midnight, and now that I'm having to get up earlier, it's just more difficult. And
I'm tired of having shit to do on a weeknight.
Yeah, yeah, it's a weeknight, yeah.
I have to come home from work, do P90X for 3 hours, eat, you know, do that, and then by the time we get ready for the show and record, it's time for bed, and then, you know, weekends are just better.
Right. So Sunday evening, 9 p.m., we will be doing our... So February... Is this Super Bowl Sunday?
Maybe.
I don't watch Super Bowl.
It'll be over by then.
I don't know. Let me see.
I think.
Okay, Kathy Bacon.
It should be over by 10, 9.
Excuse me. Hold on. Okay, Kathy Bacon. When is the Super Bowl in 2015? She's really thinking about it. When is the Super Bowl in 2015? Okay, she's not going to talk. She's just going to say Sunday, February 1st at 6:30 p.m. So yeah, it won't be over, but that's fine. We don't care. So there you go. Yes, we will be, Super Bowl will be this Sunday, but who cares? It doesn't matter. We'll be live this Sunday on Pride 48 and every Sunday afterwards. All right. So
Yes, we did get another call. And I think I've only listened to the first 20 seconds of it.
I know who it is.
I don't think it's a celebrity death phone call.
No, it's not a celebrity death phone
call. So I'll put it in the Trello before we get to that section.
Please do. All right. So here's the thing is, you know, previously.
But just so everyone knows, I do the voicemails a little bit early. Mm-hmm. So if you could call by like...
No. They can call whenever they would like, Adam. All right. Here's the thing is I wanted to bring this up. Last time I talked about a certain person's YouTube channel. I'm not going to mention any names, Paul Armstrong. But if you haven't gone and subscribed to his YouTube channel, you can just go to Google and search for Paul Armstrong and you subscribe. You can subscribe to his YouTube channel. But here, I was talking about this. He was telling us how to make scrambled eggs in your microwave.
Hi, everyone. Today we're in my kitchen because I'm going to show you how to make scrambled eggs in the microwave.
All right. Now, and I ragged him on his sound quality about that. I was just like, really? You couldn't buy a lavalier mic? What the hell? Blah, blah, blah. So Paul actually emailed me after the show last week and said, oh, thank you for the shout out.
for my YouTube channel, but what lavalier mic would you suggest? And so I sent him a suggestion for a lavalier mic that that he might get. And so I was just pleased as punch when I saw him post a new video yesterday, and I'm like, oh, maybe this has the new lavalier mic in it. But let's listen and see.
I know you can't see it very well because it's getting dark, but here is the damage from the blizzard of 2015. You can see over the balcony and the snow. The weather.
All right, fine. So, yeah, he didn't. I'm just going to, spoiler alert, he didn't get the lavalier mic yet.
Well, you know, that audio sounds better than the scrambled egg video.
Yeah, no, well, it
maybe
does because
he just had the mic closer to his mouth.
Yeah, because he was holding the camera and talking during this one.
Yeah.
Whereas the other one, he had the camera on a tripod and was talking. So the other
and
thing
he was
is
in a room,
since
a big
apparently
echoey room.
Since apparently Paul listens to our show, I just got to say this, Paul. What I need you to go into the YouTube settings and claim your channel name so that I can tell people to go to youtube.com/Paul Armstrong. Because right now it's youtube.com/channel/UC-ZSA blah, 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 blah. You can go in and claim your name. And let me just check real quick and see if another person that's on YouTube, if they do that. Yes, another person who I will not name, Antivera, should also do that so that you can go to youtube.com/AntiveraCharles instead of the youtube.com/channel/UGRFRUCKERFICKERFRUCKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKERFICKER right now.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it.
DI Plus technology segment brought to you by my car. This will make sense in a second. So, Adam, I believe we did get a technology question that was sent into us this week. Who did it come from, and what does it say?
It came from Joe. I hope. Yeah, it came from Joe in Dallas.
My car.
And it says, "Hi, Adam and Daddy or Daniel." I have a tech question that may be more involved than I originally thought, so I wanted the most tech-savvy people in podcasting to give it a shot.
But since they weren't available, I emailed you instead. Yes.
I wonder what is the best and simplest way to make my house as media accessible as possible with each CD, download, DVD, photo, video I own or have acquired. What is the best way to merge them and be able to access them throughout our two-story house without having to see a million wires or have multiple routers and such? First of all, can I say first world problems?
Yeah, really.
That is my question. Whether it is on a budget or built up over time, that is your challenge. Big hugs from the Whataburger rich state of Texas, Joe in Dallas. Thanks for rubbing that in, Joe. My Whataburger that they're supposed to be building here, they have yet to even dig one little piece of dirt from the ground. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
all right. I'm going to answer it in my, and then I'll let you give your answer. I have a suspicion though that we're going to give the same answer here. So my answer is that what you really want to do, Joe in Dallas, is you want to set up a Plex server. So what you want to do is you're going to take an old computer or an old Mac or an old PC, doesn't matter which. Make sure there's nothing else on it and that it has a lot of hard drive space. And you just want to download the Plex server and put it on there. Now Plex is, what is their website? Plex server.
Oh, I don't know. Plex.com.
It's Plex.tv. So if you go to Plex.tv, you want to download this free piece of software called a Plex server. You want to download it and put it on that machine. And what it's going to do is that you're going to be able to set up on that machine, you're going to be able to tell it, all right, my movies are stored in this folder. My TV shows are stored in this folder. My music is stored in this folder. And then it makes those items available anywhere in your house where you have a Roku or an Amazon Fire Stick or a Chromecast or an Android tablet or a phone or whatever. The point is anywhere in your house. And so then all you have to do is for each TV in your house that you want to be able to watch movies from your library, you just have to have either a Chromecast or an Amazon Fire TV. So it's like $39 for one of those, right? Stick the little Fire Stick in there or stick the Chromecast thing in there. Or if you already own a Roku or a Netflix, you know, you can have this. Any laptop in your house will be able to watch it via the Plex software for free. Any tablet tablet or phone that you have, either iOS or Android, will be able to watch. And there's Plex software that will allow you to watch that. I don't know. I think it's on Windows Phone. I don't think you have a Windows Phone, though. But there are Plex clients available for Windows, Apple, Android, Amazon, Fire TV, Chromecast, Roku, Samsung TVs have them, Vizio TVs have them built in, LG TVs have them built in. There's Linux clients available. There's Xbox clients and PlayStation clients. So you should be able to get to your Plex server, as long as it's on your local network, you should be able to get to it from any of those places. So then it just becomes an issue of you basically ripping in your CDs and your DVDs and storing them on that computer. And remember, you can put multiple terabyte hard drives in that computer. You can put like three or four different ones. And the beauty of it is that if you're upstairs in the gift wrapping room and you're watching, let's say, Steel Magnolias on your Plex server, and you pause it and then turn off that TV and whatever, and then you're downstairs in the living room and you want to pick it up from where you left off, you just run the Plex. It doesn't matter. The Plex software will keep track of where you were at in each different thing and will pick it back up regardless of the device that you're watching it from. So you can start it watching it in your office or whatever, and then turn around and watch it on your TV. Or you could be watching it on your tablet in the bathroom and then decide later that you're going to watch it, you know, watch the rest of it in your living room or whatever. So you just shut it down in one place and click it up in the other place. It will pick up exactly where you left off. It's free software. It's something to do. The only tricky part to this is that these are going to have to be MP4s for videos, and they're going to have to be, MP3s for music. Now, ripping in a CD with MP3s is fairly straightforward. Ripping in DVDs into MP4 is a little bit trickier. And also, if you're going to buy TV shows like from Amazon or like, you know, that's the real tricky part, is how to get those videos converted over to MP4. And once they get, it doesn't have to be an MP4. I believe it supports multiple video types. But the point is that in order for you, you can't just take your TiVo recorded shows and get them over to the Plex server. You have to do some more massaging there. So video is a little bit trickier, but if you can get them down to MP4, and I'm not going to tell you how to do that, go to a torrent site, then you'll be able to get them on there. So Adam, what is your answer to the question?
Well, I was going to say Plex as well. I was just looking to see if it does photos, and it looks like it does.
No, it does music. It will do photos. It will do any kind of video. And
That's been, because I use that mostly for my porn.
Yeah.
And that has worked great. Yeah. All my Rokus, anything that basically mm-hmm. has a Plex app on it, mm-hmm. A computer, Roku, mobile phone, whatever.
Right.
So I didn't have a better answer than that. I mean, for photos and stuff like that, you can just, you can save them to like OneDrive or Google Drive and have access to them from anything that is on the internet. But as far as actually displaying them, like on a TV or something, Plex is going to be your best bet.
Right.
In my opinion.
No, Plex is the best thing. And if you pay a little bit of money for a Plex premium account, which I think we covered this last time, it's $40 a year or a lifetime for $150, then it'll actually play things right out of your cloud server. So if you store stuff up in your Google Drive or on your Dropbox or things like that, it will actually so then even if you're not in your house, and you're somewhere else, let's say that you're on vacation in Vegas for Pride 48 and you wanted to show someone a video from your home system, you could actually play it directly from your phone or tablet in Vegas, signed into your Plex accounts. Anyway, so go ahead.
/ Nick Space, whatever name you were, says Adam Burns, I worked Vicki Lawrence once. She's a cunt. You worked Vicki Lawrence. Later, he clarified, with Vicki Lawrence.
With Vicki Lawrence. You know, Vicki Lawrence is a no-talent hack. She is a no-talent hack. It's not important. All right, so now here's the weird thing. We're going to flip this around. We're going to flip, because this is our last night streaming on Pride 48.
On a Tuesday.
On Tuesdays. We're going to flip this around in our tech segment here, and we're now going to ask you, the loyal audience, a tech question. Because I don't really have an answer to this, and I'm kind of curious about it. This all stems from Adam earlier talking about how he was getting porn in his Twitter feed. So it's like he subscribes to, you know, he follows a couple of people on Twitter that basically post porn pictures all the time. And it makes it very dangerous when you bring your phone up in public. Like if you're at work or whatever, it's like, oh yeah, I saw this tweet. And you're like, you know, trying to find the tweet in the stream.
And there's an asshole.
You're flipping past, you know, a bunch of porn.
Whoa!
I run into this all the time because, you know, now that I'm single, I might have occasions to take photos of pieces of of naked parts of my body that are, you know, because I use a phone that automatically syncs up to my cloud device and everything. Not only is it on my phone, but if I like open the photos page on my browser, sometimes those photos are right there in the photo stream, like on my browser, right? So it's, how do you, how do you basically keep those things? I don't want to stop my photos from being synced to the cloud because the majority of photos I take are not pornographic. But is there something out there for Android that keeps these things hidden, that keeps these things like, you know, like, I'm going to take this photo, but this one I don't ever want to go, you know, I want this one to be private or encrypted or something.
Well, I don't think, you know, as far as photos, there are things that you can get. Usually your phone has to be rooted, but where you can hide an entire app. So that, you know, someone like if you wanted to have, say, Grindr on your phone, but you didn't want your mom to be looking over your shoulder and see, you know, that you had Grindr or whatever, then you can hide an app or call it something else or something like that. Right. But I don't think I don't know of any apps that would go in and know that it's a dick pic.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of somehow, you know, put a picture of a tulip over it or something, you know.
No, I don't want to delete the photo. I just don't want it to be on my public stream. Right. It's like, I just don't want it to, when I hand someone my phone to look at my cats and they start flipping through the photos and, you know, six pictures in, they see a picture of my dick. I'm just like going, oh, wait, no.
There are, now I did, it was a lot of trouble, but there was one app that I found and I'll have to look, but where you could have separate photo albums. And you could have a private album that was encrypted or password protected or something like that.
Yeah, but with that's not going to work with... I don't want to break the ease of use of me taking a photo on my phone and knowing the comfort of knowing that within, you know, 30 second to a minute of me taking a photo on my phone, that it is safely backed up in my cloud account, right? That it's like, if I dropped my phone and broke it like I did several weeks ago, I didn't even worry about what photos I had or whatever because I knew that they were all backed up in the cloud, right? It's like I rely on that more often than I should, right? Is like taking a photo and then sitting down at my computer and basically going directly to my cloud account and pulling the photo from there instead of trying to sync the phone or whatever. It's like, I'm going to take the photo. I know it's going to get sent up to my Google Photos account. I can just pull it straight from there and do whatever I'm going to do.
I have struggled with this the entire time I've had.
And I'm saying we can't be like outliers.
I can't pull out my phone in front of anyone unless it's a gay friend. You know, then it's fine. You know, if I'm at Pride 48, I can pull my phone out and not worry. If any of my Pride 48 friends see an asshole or a dick or something, no big deal. Anywhere else at work, around family, at church, wherever. Yeah. Cannot pull my phone. And, you know, I can't do the little slideshow thing. Oh, the other day. So I just randomly, my screensaver on my computers or my computer is just a random slideshow. Well, it just so happens that the photo album that it pulls from happens to have a couple of naked pictures in it.
Yes.
I don't even know how they got there. I mean, I'm sure I put them there. They're not me, but.
Right.
And so my grandma wanted to see my studio the other night when they were here visiting. and luckily I remembered, but I'm like running in here because my monitors were on. Usually I turn them off, but they were on. And like hitting the mouse really quick to get the screensaver to go away.
Yes.
So that some random dick picture doesn't come up on my.
Yeah. So from the chat room, Nico is saying cat, 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 dick, cat, 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 ass, cat. Right. Blah, blah, blah. And then let's just go ahead and call a spade a spade. Auntie Vera Charles says, I got an iPhone for the first time and found out that I could tell Siri what to call me. I told her to call me penis face. I forgot. I asked Siri a question to show my mom how cool it was. She called me penis fame face. My mother just stared at me.
That's funny.
Excellent. All right. So there you go. Those are the tech questions. That was our, hopefully, Joe in Dallas, that answers your tech question. And hopefully you guys will have an answer to us or something that you can talk to. I don't know what it's. I don't even know what the fuck I'm trying to say. I have no idea what I'm trying to say. I'm just like lost completely. Oh, thank God we were saved by that. All right, here we go. Going to listen to this now.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Home. Greek singer Demis Roussos, dead at 68. Bye.
Does RT Cruiser speak English?
It must be his replacement phone. Wait, hold on.
Hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Home. Greek singer Demis Roussos, dead.
I heard Greg Singer... Amorosos. Is that
Amorosos.
Like Amorosos?
Amorosos. I don't know. Amorosos. I have no idea.
Is that I'm not sure exactly what that is. Let me fire up the old translation software here. Let's see.
Kazan az unip olian sok or oroment Zeretnel.
Yes.
Bulldog.
Karaskunt. Karaskunt. Exactly. I don't know what the.
I have no idea. No, and I'm can't so find the. I'm you so know, sorry. Guys, we may or may not have a Death Phone prize this year because Google has decided that it doesn't have a death spreadsheet anymore.
Oh, we'll find it. It saves backup copies of it, and that's all great and everything. But that's all right. Let's move on and do this. The news.
All right. So a 27-year-old man from Chicago has a very strange hobby.
Was he hot?
No.
Oh.
He wears body casts. Body casts.
Yes.
Even though he has no injuries. Kevin has been addicted to plaster casts for over 21 years.
I'm addicted to it. This is like, and this is, he, no, how many years?
21 years.
I think he's lying.
He has spent over $50,000 on his bizarre fixation.
He wants to be on reality TV. He was just like, at a young age, he decided that he wanted to be on reality TV. And he's like, how do I do this? What's the best way that I can possibly do this? And then he's like, I know, I'll do this.
Well, Daniel, Daniel.
Nay.
He realizes that it's ridiculous, but he has no idea how to stop.
Here's an idea. Stop. The next time you're going to pay $1,000 to be put into a cast for no visible injury and everything, say, huh, maybe I shouldn't do that and save this $1,000 for some other reason.
Coincidentally, and not relating to anything that you just said a moment ago, mm-hmm. on an episode of TLC's popular My Strange Addiction show, Kevin explained that wearing the casts makes him feel snug and comfortable.
Yes.
And that the very act of putting one on gives him a rush.
Then it
really gives me this high that I just can't really get any other way.
Try a wetsuit.
My blood starts pumping.
Try a wetsuit.
And I get really nervous.
He gets really hard. I mean, replace the word nervous with hard. It's like a fetish. It's like he gets really hard. I can't get off without wearing a plastic cast. He should talk to Big Fatty. I'm sure Big Fatty can like wrap him in plastic wrap or some shit that they do. I don't know, whatever those things are.
Have you ever seen those pictures of the guys like wrapped in Saran wrap with just their dick poking out?
Have I seen them? They're on my phone and I have to hide them when people...
Right.
Cat, Saran wrap, huh? Yeah, it's kind of a thing. By the way,
foil.
Speaking of Big Fatty, I don't mean to interrupt your news story here, but speaking of Big Fatty, you know that he has his number one fan contest that's going on.
I do.
Number one fan. So I need everyone, if you've made it into the show this far, make sure that you call his voicemail. What is his voicemail line? It's let's see, it's Big Fatty Online.
Make sure
you call his voicemail line, which is 206-337-1438. Call it and say, for the Big Fatty number one fan, I would like to vote for Bacon. So just call up Big Fatty and say vote Bacon. There you go. Please do that.
Turnip Head does not think it's cool to make fun of people's fetishes.
I'm not making
Daniel.
Fun of their fetish. I'm just saying that.
How dare you be insensitive?
Hold on. I'm saying call it
someone's
a fetish. That's fetish. All I'm saying. Is it what he's saying? It's like, I don't know how to stop. And I get very, and I feel all nervous and everything. It's like, no, just for God's sake, just admit that it's a sexual fetish and then just do it.
He
just
doesn't
embrace
mention
it.
Anything about sex here.
Well, he should just
but
embrace
anyway,
it.
So there you go. He likes to wear casts, and that's it. So, is there life on Mars?
That was a great news story. Thank you, Adam.
You know what? I strive to bring the best news that money cannot buy on this show. So, it was good enough to be on TLC's Crazy Fetishes. Why not DI Plus? Anyway, is there life on Mars?
All right, by the way, TLC is not called Crazy Fetishes.
One might ask. No, it's not.
It's called Crazy Addictions.
Addictions.
Yes.
Is there life on Mars, Daniel?
Yes, we've established this almost a decade ago. We established that there was indeed microscopic life on Mars, like some type of a bacterium or a virus that we had found a dead carcass of.
Well, let me tell you something.
What are you going to tell me?
Scientists have long wondered if life really does exist on Mars. And a new set of pictures released by NASA could appear to confirm conspiracy theorists' claims that we are not alone in the universe. The images taken by a NASA navigation camera have been released and appear to show a human-like figure working on the Mars Curiosity rover.
Yes.
Which is scanning the red planet.
Yes.
The pictures seem to feature a human-shaped shadow looming over the probe as if they are repairing it. The shadow formed shows what looks like a male figure who isn't wearing a helmet as his short, spiky hair is visible. It also looks like the figure is wearing an air tank on his back and a suit covering most of his body. The pictures have been reported to the monitoring website UFO Sightings Daily.
From the Kingdom of Nigh, it's the Art Bell Show.
And some are claiming this.
Good evening.
These photos,
it's Art Bell Show. I'm Art Bell. Ladies and gentlemen, is there life on Mars? I believe there is life on Mars. It's a worker trying to fix the Curiosity probe, and the government doesn't want you to know about it. I'm Art Bell. Coach, we'll be back after this word from our sponsor. Sorry, go ahead.
You know, he lives like in the Philippines with his like Filipino mail order bride or something like that. Anyway, so there is a photo that has a shadow that could may or may not be like Bart Simpson's cousin working on the Curie. I can't tell. It's hard to tell. It's a shadow.
It's also a song by David Bowie. Where would I find this? How would I find this photo? If I was
Trello, there is a link.
No, but I'm saying if I was listening at home and I didn't have access to the Trello.
Well, we could put it in the show notes.
Then how would I find this picture?
You could go to dailymail.co.uk.
Oh, you know, the Daily Mail is a reputable.
Right.
Is a reputable, publication. Oh, my God.
It looks kind of like a person.
It's just a shadow.
Yeah,
it's not
shadow
even a picture. It's just like a shadow in like because of some of the equipment is cast in a weird way to look like there's a human being or humanoid shape. Oh, dear God.
It's kind of like when you look up at the clouds and you go,
that looks like a bunny rabbit. Yeah.
Anyway.
Are there bunny
rabbits?
That's
the news. That's the news. That's it.
Are there bunny rabbits on Mars?
There was a blizzard in the Northeast.
Hashtag blizzard 2015.
That's all.
That's all you know.
Yep.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
La, la.
Happy birthday to you!
La, la.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Birthday
the DI Plus birthday segment. This is the section of the show where Adam will play me a musical cue for someone's birthday, and I, using only my wits and occasionally cheating by looking at the chat room, will tell you whose birthday he is trying to tell me that it is this week.
You know, it was my grandma's birthday recently. She turned 90.
Do you have a musical cue for your grandma's birthday?
No. She turned 92 years old.
Yes.
Let me just tell you something about old people.
Yes, what?
They get sick and go to the doctor and the hospital. A lot.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry for my mom. My grandmother became a diabetic recently or pre-diabetic.
She converted to diabetes?
Yeah, right.
Lawson got to her, didn't
They were giving her shots and then they went off the shots and they lowered her prednisone because that was helping to cause the diabetes or whatever. And then she got a urinary tract infection and had to go in the hospital just like a couple of days ago. Anyway.
I have no idea whose birthday it is based on
this situation. But anyway, here we go.
Okay.
Let me make sure it's not muted. Let me put it back in so you can hear it. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
All right, this is Journey.
Yes.
It's Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Yes, it is.
Okay. It's weird the way that it's, I'm hearing it though. It sounds very tinny. Anyway, so is it a member of the group Journey's birthday, or is this because a TV show used this song as like their thing?
It's a member of Journey.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Steve Perry. Is it Steve Perry's birthday?
Ta-da! I have sound effects, but
there you go. I'll just
play. My tablet's dead.
You can just give me a thumbs up or thumbs down, and I will play it appropriately.
Yeah. So Steve Perry, and the reason is because somebody on YouTube decided to try to isolate Steve Perry's voice.
Ah, so that's why it sounded so
and
shitty.
So they were trying to make the music quieter. Anyway, Steve Perry. I love Journey, by the way. Steve Perry is 66 years old.
66 years young. Now, let me ask you this, Adam. What is your favorite Journey song?
Probably that one.
That, yeah, out of all the Journey songs.
Name another one. I like their sound. It's not like I have their albums. Sure. Let's see. Journey song.
Yes.
Any Way You Want It. I like that one.
Any Way You Want It.
Only I love Open Arms.
Open Arms.
And Mariah Carey did a cover of that.
Separate Ways.
That's about it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Open Arms.
I may have heard some of these other ones, but I like their sound. They sound very similar to kind of like a Chicago sort of sound.
Wheel in the Sky. Who's Crying Now?
Yeah.
Separate Ways.
Good band.
That was like an 80s anthem, right? All right,
aren't
so
they
was,
still touring or something? But they
I don't know.
They replaced Steve Perry with some Asian dude.
He had like nodules or something, didn't he? Like have some vocal problems where he had to quit singing because he had a short-lived solo career. But it doesn't matter. Go ahead. Who is next up on our hit parade?
All right, here is the next one.
Oh, I lost Dora. This is the sad, and so I don't know the name of this song, but I do know that it was the theme to The Incredible Hulk on TV.
Yes.
So, I think I remember this from last year. It's Lou Ferrigno.
No.
Oh. It's the guy... Oh, hold on. It's the guy that played what was his name? He was also the magician on TV. It was David...
David Banner.
No, but his name. Bill Bixby.
Yes.
Bill Bixby.
Yeah, he's dead. But yes. I love that show. Right. I don't care that I did it last year. I love that show. Mm-hmm. I'll probably do it again next year.
Okay.
Anyway, right. Bill Bixby would be 81 years old.
81 years
if
old.
You weren't dead. Okay, dead. Here's the next one.
But he's dead, so he's not. All right, this is the theme. I believe it's the theme to White Knight. Is that correct?
You have one word correct.
Oh, it's not White Knight. What is it? White Collar. White.
Yes.
Is it White Collar?
It is White okay, Collar. White Very collar, good.
Right. So it's White Collar. So it's either the
it's
gay,
not him.
It's not the gay main one. So it's the other one.
No, it's not a guy.
Oh, it's not a guy. So it's a female. No.
It is.
I know none of the female characters on White Collar.
Well, chat room, I'm going to play one more. Maybe
why chat room? If you're going to play another one, then maybe I'll
That's true.
It. This is the theme to Saved by the Bell.
Yep.
I don't know any of the females on that one either.
It's all right.
No, I know the song. I know it is. You got Zach and Mario and, you know, whatever. I know this. I know the boys. I just don't know. Even has Dustin Diamond on it. But I know the boys. I don't know any of the girls.
Didn't he get arrested in a bar in December
He just pleaded not guilty. Yes.
So, okay. So I'll just tell you. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Would never have gotten that in a million years.
She played, you know what? I can't even remember her name in the show. She was main girl.
What's called her Betty?
She was
Betty.
She was Zach's girlfriend. But she's also in White Collar. She's the wife of the detective guy.
Oh, Yeah. Oh, that was like, it wasn't that like the end of the weird second season where like she was pregnant, but she wasn't pregnant on the show. So they kept showing her like holding laundry and stuff. And then they like conveniently sent her away for like a month or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, she was.
I don't know.
But every time there would be a shot of her sitting on the couch, there would be like a flower vase or something blocking the view of her stomach or whatever. It was very.
She's 41 and she still looks very pretty. All right. So here is our next birthday.
Waiting. Is this Donna Reed?
It is.
Oh, is this the theme to Donna Reed? I knew it was one of the ones from Nick and I. Right, so this is the theme to the Donna Reed show, which, by the way, her son was kind of cute.
Jeff. We talked about that last week.
All right, so is the Donna Reed, the theme to Donna Reed show, I'm going to go with, is it a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
I'm going to go with Donna Reed herself.
It is.
It is Donna Reed.
Donna Reed. I love the Donna Reed show.
Donna Reed show is awesome.
How old am I? I'm like an old man. You know, I think Wes Stone and I should have a new podcast about old shows. Because I think he and I both love old shows.
Well, you should invite Auntie Vera onto the show as well, because you know she worked with that No Talent hack, Vicki Lawrence.
Right. I love Donna Reed. I've said this a million times, but I used to watch Nick at Night all the time.
Yes.
They don't play the good shows anymore on Nick at Night. They play stuff that's like 5 years old. They're playing like what? Like Seinfeld.
The Bugaloos. They're playing the Bugaloos and Seinfeld. Right. Yes, exactly.
So Donna Reed is dead.
Wait,
also,
Nico wants to know if you and Wes Stone did a podcast with you both do it naked.
I'm game. I'll do it.
Okay, great.
I'll have to shave my body. My body.
My body. All right. What you got? What you got next?
Donna Reed would be 94 years old.
But she's dead.
Here's a new one that I have not played for you ever.
Is this the last one or is this the penultimate one?
This is the last one. And I try not to have over five in an episode.
Here we go. I'm ready.
And I've never played this one before.
I'm ready to go.
Welcome, bienvenue.
I believe this is Alan Cumming, is it not?
Wow, you're so good.
Alan Cumming, who originated the role of the, what was he called? He was the role of the MC or something like that in Cabaret. I forget the name of the role that he originated, but he just did a revival of that particular role this past year on Broadway. So yes, he's Alan Cumming, which my favorite Alan Cumming line, which people don't know how to take his humor sometimes, but my favorite line from him on a talk show once was he like actually came out with a prop and said he was coming out with a new line of perfume and it was just called Cumming. And he brought out like this bottle and it was like milky white. And he was doing it like completely deadpan. Oh, I'm sorry. He did not originate it. I'm being told Joel Grey originated it. Oh, Joel Grey was also in the that movie.
So I was going to play, if you couldn't get it, I was going to play this. But this is kind of a nondescript theme.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
This is the theme to The Good Wife.
No, it's not. I watch The Good Wife every week. This is the theme to The Good Wife?
Yeah. Well, YouTube says this is the theme to The Good Wife. I mean,
No, that is not the theme. I love The Good Wife. I watch The Good Wife every week. That is not the theme to The Good Wife.
Well,
someone help me out.
I don't pay attention
to
the theme.
That is not a Good Wife theme.
Let me see if this one's it.
This is the theme to The Good Wife. No.
That's the same thing.
I played it here. This is the theme of The Good Wife. Wait. That can't be it.
That's what YouTube is saying. I've got it. Wait. Don't play yours. I think
playing it in the wrong spot?
Does this sound?
Yes, that is it. That I would recognize that. Wait, here's the thing I don't understand. Alan Cumming has a lovely accent.
Yep.
why are they like making him act like a Chicagoan in the show? There's no point in having Eli Gold be a native Chicago. It's like, why are they, why not just have him use his Scottish accent? Why not just have him be a Scot?
I don't know.
Scot? Why not have him being a Scot? I don't know. Anyway, all right. So those are our birthdays. You know what? By
Pride
the way,
48 birthdays.
Happy birthday to David, that blue jeans guy who had a birthday on the 23rd. And those are the only the ones that have happened. We have more coming up.
Okay.
But those are the only ones that have happened. Oh, by the way, if you tune into our Sunday night show, February 1st, you will get to hear the next two. We have two of them on the end of it, the end of
two.
But if you would like to have your birthday listed on Pride 48, make sure you go over to pride48.com, pride48.com website, and sign up for a free Pride 48 account. Excellent. Let's get right to our contact segment because I know there are several people that are keeping themselves awake just to hear.
Oh, Daniel, I think we just ran out of time.
Oh, we ran out of time. All right. Well, then we'll just play these on Sunday night, 9 p.m. Sunday night on the when we move to our new night. All right.
Have a good evening, everyone.
Good night. All right. No, here we go. Let's get to our emails first, should we? Should we get to our emails first? Because I feel like I'm just going to piss this person off in the chat room that wants to hear their voice. Anyway, no, here it goes. This is an email that came in from Sky in Columbia. Do you remember Sky?
I do.
Sky baked me a bake of bread.
Sky was on Dubious Intent one time.
Yeah,
right?
He baked me a loaf of bread. He brought it to the house in Columbia there because he lives in Columbia. He brought it so he was there in the studio with Ann and I. And back in those days, and Alden was there on video and whatnot. Yeah, it was a lovely little thing. That was Sky from Columbia. Anyway, he wrote this email to us. Hey guys, I found your topic of passwords from the last show quite interesting. At work, I have a multitude of passwords, each seeming to have a very different rule as to what can or cannot be used or how frequently they can be reused. Though honestly, the one that is the strongest against any brute force attack is strong not because of the rules, which are honestly so specific that they reduce the number of possible guesses, but simply because the system only permits 3 wrong attempts within a 24-hour period before the account locks, and it has to be, an IT has to manually unlock it. Okay, so I just wanted to stop right here before I finish the rest of it. Most password hacks are not done online. So most password hacks are not done against the actual login system. So here's the problem with passwords. And this is confounded because of movies, right? Movies always show us as people sitting down and at a login prompt on the screen and sitting there and like cracking the password. And
they try three passwords. I'm going to try it 16 times.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. All right. So the way that most password hacks work has nothing to do with your actual password. Actually, the way most password hacks work is that they get possession of the database that has the encrypted data in it. Like Target, when they got hacked, like had their database stolen. Like the Capital One, when they got hacked, had their database stolen. Like Sony, when they got hacked, had their database stolen. Because that database, like pulled down, that encrypted database pulled down and put on some hacker's local hard drive, they can sit there and brute force that, the encryption on that hard drive, you know, on that database, 9 ways to Sunday without running into any kind of limitations as to like being told they had to put in all 3 attempts and you're out, right? They can sit there and just run brute force attacks against it. And they use a thing called rainbow tables that like figure out like the most commonly used SH1 encryption algorithms and stuff. The point is that the end result of it is that within any given database that they pull down and hack, they're going to be able to unencrypt at least about 60% of that data over a period of time, and they will actually have your password. So the real danger in passwords, Okay. Is not how complicated your password is and not how difficult your password is to remember or to change. It's how often you reuse that same password. Because if one of these databases gets hacked and they realize that Adam's password, right, that Adam Burns at Gmail, you know, adamburnsuk@gmail.com, that his password that he used for this site is I have a big penis with the I replaced with a number one. Then they start going to PayPal and they try to log into PayPal with adamburnsuk@gmail.com. I have a big penis, right? And then if that doesn't work, then they move on. It's like, I'm going to try to log into Gmail. It's adamburnsuk@gmail.com. I have a big penis. It's like, how many times? So once they found that password, what they immediately do is turn around to any kind of account that they can leverage for things and try that password on it. So the real trick here is to have a different password for every single different site that you're on. I would suggest using a password manager like I use LastPass. That is something that I use. So the only password that I ever have to remember is my LastPass password, which is encrypted locally. But so it can't be brute force attacked because it doesn't live on their server. But the point is that that's the real danger here. Is not I understand that your system will prevent you having three attempts and lock you out, but that is not the way passwords are cracked. And that is a misnomer out in the universe is that's the way that things are done. Okay, I'll shut up now.
Let me just tell you about my passwords.
Yes.
I use the same password on every site.
Well, that's bad. Now, here's the thing. I actually do.
Two-factor authentication. That's my new thing.
I actually do use the same password on many sites, but they are not sites that you could do anything with. Like I will use the same password on a bunch of low security sites. Like, if you hacked my one low security password, like the one that I repeat when I just don't care, then yeah, you could make a comment on a news site or you could make a comment, you know, it's like, oh yeah, well, you could log into my, my Fitbit account or something like that. And, you know, change something there or friend somebody else. You could log into my Foursquare account and like, those are things that I don't care about, but like my bank password, my work password, things that like my Twitter password, things that actually like Facebook password, my Google password, those things are randomly generated long string characters that even I can't remember what they are. I actually have to use my password manager to get to them, but they're all different. So, and maybe, I mean, we could talk about that. I know that, you know, Nico's moments away from yawning because this is boring. But the point is that there are many different ways. Okay, so the webcomic XCD, I'm going back to Sky's email now. The webcomic XCD did a XKCD did a detailed analysis on how modern password rules have taught us to make passwords that are relatively easy for a computer to guess while being difficult for us lowly humans to remember. And that is true. If you go and see that password, it is what XKCD was suggesting is that you just choose four random English words and shove them together, right, which will make a really long password. So like if you just choose four random English words like horse, battery, car, cat, and then you make up some story in your mind that you remember that order of words, like a horse like was hooked up to the battery, which jump started the car that ran over my cat, right? If you remember those things, now you always remember that your password is horse, battery, car, cat, which is not something that's going to be in one of these brute force databases. The problem that you run into there is that you go back to that rules system where they require you to have one capital letter or one number and one, you know, those kind of things that prevents you from doing something as clever as that.
Me to tell you how I keep my hosting account secure?
How?
I always forget my password and have to tell them I forgot and have them email me a link. That's how I log in every single time. I'm like, oh crap, what did I? And they won't let me use an old password when I change it. So I have to think of some other random crap.
Yep.
Anyway.
Excellent. All right. So there you go. We could have an entire, hour-long show about passwords and the stupidity and otherwise.
Get Steve Gibson to talk for an hour without anyone else talking.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, thank you so much for the email, Sky. We do appreciate it. And I'm glad that something that we talked about didn't bore Nico and that you actually found it appropriate or something that you found interesting. All right. Let's go to our first voicemail, shall we? And listen to it right this very moment.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser. Just some suggestions for your little opening comment.
Yes.
Rather than pick this pig, which is obviously plagiarized. And knowing the caliber of your show, I thought maybe squeeze this sit, lance this boil, or pick this scab. Give them a try.
Okay.
Bye.
Right. Oh! Thank you for the call, RT Cruiser.
Let's eat this Tim Tam.
I forgot to tell you at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Remember when you first started Dubious Intent and for like the first three episodes...
I said previously.
You had previously on Dubious Intent.
Yes.
I think every week you should make a previously on Dubious Intent.
Oh now, my God. You're trying to add more work to me?
You're single? Dude, I prepare every piece of stuff that we do on this show right now. I put in the Trello. You like to do the audio stuff. I'm saying, and you listen to the show. So I'm saying you just do a previously on Dubious Intent and we play it live instead of, and that could start the show.
Hey, why can't I get to that machine?
That's my idea. I thought that was fabulous. A lot of TV shows do stuff like that, you know, to catch people up from the week before, you know, a little project for you.
I'm trying to find, let's see.
You stopped really quickly, though. You did it for like four episodes.
It was a lot of work. Let's see. This is episode number 3 of DI Plus.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
As I read it off the...
teleprompter?
No, God. She can't afford a teleprompter. It's like written out on white paper and held up by some stripper boy.
Dan Brewer hates transgendered people.
Yeah. Just something quick and play it live. You should add some music, though, under it. A little bit more production quality.
I really did. I used to do that, didn't I?
You've grown as an audio engineer since then.
Dubious Intent.
Let's dish on Damien and his new boyfriend instead.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about Damien and his non-too-popular boyfriend, at least judging by the feedback that I've gotten from the first show.
Now, I'll say, we know Damien. We've never met Jeff. We don't approve of Jeff. He kills animals.
All right.
Yeah. Put a little music behind it, though. Something, all right. You know, or a little record scratch, you know, like, you know, or something. I don't know.
All right, fine. I'm going to do that. All right.
I think you should.
I will do that.
Actually, Joe Batance loves doing stuff like that. Maybe we can get him to be our intern.
But isn't this basically just ripping off Big Fatty? Doesn't Big Fatty do that? This like other shows, like plays like the opening things?
He plays other shows. I'm saying previously on our show. He doesn't do previously on Big Fatty.
But I can tell what's going to happen. Like within a month of me doing that, I'll be fine with it for a month. But then within a month of me doing that, I'm going to get tired of doing it, and then I'm just going to start making them up. So I'm just going to sit down and go like, previously on dubiousintent.com. You know what, Adam? I think that you really should like pay attention more to what I'm saying. I don't know what you mean, Daniel. I pay attention to you all the time.
I'm just swimming in money.
I'm just swimming in money because I'm a very rich man and I can do whatever I want to do, Daniel. I don't understand why you would say that.
Well, anyway, that's what I'm throwing out there. I'm throwing out work for you. I think I'm gonna get you. Auntie Vera Charles now is going to make dinner for her husband.
Oh, no.
She's so fucking glad she waited so fucking long.
Because we have another phone call here. Let's play that phone call right now, shall we? Wait, come on. Oh, I don't know what's going on with my sound card. It's like it's freezing up for some reason. Oh, it wants me to download the fucking call. Download it. I just want to play it. I hate you.
We love you, Auntie Vera. I
hate you.
You know, we really should change the format of our show for Auntie Vera.
We should. I don't even know what's going on with my damn sound card here.
So rarely comes into the chat room.
She does, and now she's here this time, and we're like, it's like your mom comes over and your house isn't clean. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you just like feel really bad.
Do you want me to play it?
I need to buy a new sound card. Apparently, I think. Come on, play. You're right there. Play. It's not playing. Yes, play it, please, Adam.
Hello, Dubious Intent Plus.
Yes.
What? The last Tuesday night show?
Yes.
Well, I hope you guys aren't quitting. I love the show so much.
We are. We're pod fans.
Okay, well, it's bacon. Hello, guys. How's it going? It is a sunny 49 degrees today.
Aww.
A little breezy. Feels cool. Ground is wet. There's no snow to be seen. Go! I thought it sucked living in South Dakota. I thought we had horrible winters and tons of snow. Oh, that's right. That's on the East Coast. And I look forward to hearing about your snowstorm, Daniel.
Yes.
All right. Bye, guys.
Hashtag Blizzard 2015. Thank
Everyone
you.
Everyone remember.
Yes.
Oh, I have to turn. Vote for Kathy Bacon.
Vote Bacon over at Big Fatty Online. Let's get to our last phone call here. Oh, I can't play it either. All right, play the last phone call.
All right, last phone call. Everyone has been waiting on.
No, not everyone has been. No, one person has been waiting on pins and needles to hear their own voice.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi,
Hello,
Vera.
Adam. Not that I have to introduce myself because of the major celebrity status that I hold.
I heard that you once worked
with... This is your Auntie Vera Charles. I had work today.
Yes.
You may get up off the floor.
Yes.
And whenever I have work, I always take a CD version of Dubious Intent Plus along with me.
Cassette tape.
To make the drive a little less boring.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I find it often has the opposite effect. But nonetheless,
yes.
I happened to listen to your most recent show, What Are the Odds? Today, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Tuesday.
Yes.
As I drove to work.
Yes.
Yes, I worked today.
Thank you for not saying the actual title, because I would have had to end the show. Yes.
I'll get into that at another time.
Okay,
but
yes.
I did want to say a couple of things. One, the show was just... And the second thing, Daniel, you are right about the fact that I do, when we sail on crystal cruises.
Yes.
Which is absolutely correct.
Yes.
But we do not sail on the ship, the Crystal Serenity. Crystal Cruises has two ships,
yes,
and we have sailed on the Crystal Symphony. So
oh, yeah.
I can't meet the old bitch who lives on the ship.
Symphony.
The fucking one percenter.
It's very,
anyway,
yes.
Your show was just, and
yes,
yeah, I wanted to clear all that up.
Okay.
So
yes.
Bye. And I don't know, somebody must be dead, but I'm sure RT already called about it. Bye.
Can I, wait.
Yes, yes.
So he said,
yes,
your show was just,
yeah.
And then just pause.
Right, but I think he was—he had no words. He was so good that he
indescribable.
Had no, yeah, he had no words for it. He was at a loss for words. That is how good it was that he was at a loss for words.
Well, Auntie Vera, here's what I think: you guys should change your plans for this year.
Yes,
and you should be on. You should take your cruise.
Uh huh.
With 1% or Granny.
On the Serenity.
On the Crystal Serenity.
And by the way, forgive me for getting that wrong, you know, because they sound so different from each other. Symphony, Serenity. It's like, you know, it's like whatever.
She probably bakes cookies.
Half the time, I'm pretty sure Carrie calls her kids Symphony. That's how close they
are.
That's how close they are.
But no, I mean, I'm sure she, you know, she's probably like on the Love Boat. Who was that chick that
stood
out there?
Julie,
you know, the woman, or like a Walmart greeter,
right.
You know, she probably, this is her life's right. dream, you know, she sits out there.
The boat soon will be making another run.
You know, she probably, if one of you, you know, falls ill, she can play shuffleboard with the other one,
she,
you know,
she
fill
can.
In.
Yeah, I think, Isaac, you could talk to Isaac on the promenade
well,
deck.
You know, that's the thing. I was thinking about that woman. What?
Yes.
Old people get sick.
Yes.
As I said before.
Yes.
So I don't know how this cruise line, they're taking on quite the responsibility. She could become a diabetic any day. She could get a urinary tract infection. She could have a stroke.
Mm-hmm. She could.
You know, they're really risking a lot.
Clearly you've never been on a cruise before because... Cruises are built that way. It's like there was no mistake that one of the major characters on the show, The Love Boat, was Doc. It's like literally everyone on that cruise ship, with a very small exception, everyone on that cruise ship is like 105 years old. That is what they do. They deal with really, really old people.
I've never been on a cruise as of yet, so I guess I'm just waiting till I get old.
I don't think this is right. I think it's this one. Yes. Yes. Just 15 days, Auntie Vera will be sailing with the old rich bitch on the Crystal Serenity. I'm pretty sure that's yeah. What I mean.
So does Auntie Vera use a lav mic when he does
no,
his videos?
He does not use a lavalier mic when he does his thing, but he bought a new digital camera. So here's the thing. Is Vera's sound quality is quite good on her videos. She spends a lot of time doing the thing, and then she'll do voiceover stuff, which she uses her normal microphone to do the voiceover stuff with. So it's like, you know, it's just like ambient. It's just Paul, when he did his thing, by the way, subscribe to his YouTube channel. But when Paul did his little thing, anyway, you know what? We're done with the contact. Let's get us out of this contact segment right now before I am.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent. All right. So here's what
Ted. Wait.
Yes.
Turnip head in the chat room. Mr. Let's Take Everything Personally.
Yep.
I'm not saying restrict people's travel if they have medical needs. I'm saying she's old and she lives on the freaking boat.
Yes.
It's not like she's traveling on the boat from one place to the other and might have a medical emergency. I'm saying,
but they have a,
she lives on the boat,
and they have a hospital on the boat.
So they're making the boat a nursing home. It's fine.
If you can afford $134,000 a year or whatever she pays, and yeah, then that's your nursing home. There you go. That's your nursing home.
We call ourselves a semi-comedy podcast.
We don't.
That was just a joke.
We don't call ourselves anything.
It was just a joke.
We call ourselves shit. Anyway, I'm just saying, you know, here's the thing. The real question is that even if Vera were to go on the Crystal Serenity instead of the Symphony, even if her and Gooch and Tom and Terry were to go on the Crystal Serenity.
Yes.
What are the fucking odds that they would run into that bitch? DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or give us an, or send us an email. I can't talk. Send us an email. contact@dubiousintent.com.
Yes, turnip head. Cambodia is in Africa. And Kathy Bacon is calling a foul on the play.
People listening can't. We said fucking in the show, and then we published it as effing.
Did we?
Yes.
I don't recall.
I did the line, so I remember. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I trust me. Trust me. Maybe I'll use that as our very first. Previously. By the way, Sunday night, February 1st, 9 p.m. Eastern time, we will be live on Pride48.com. Make sure you check us out. Good night, David. No, good night, chat.
David. Sunday.